Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello and welcome back. This is Consider This Northumberland, and I'm your host, Robert Washburn, and you're listening to Northumberland 89.7 FM. Without any further ado, here is mayoral candidate for our Alnwick Alderman, John Logal. I'm so pleased to have with me today John Logal, a candidate for mayor in Alnwick Alderman Township. Welcome to Consider This.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity, Rob, to join you today.
There may be some people who don't know you, so let's begin with you introducing yourself as a candidate for mayor.
Okay. First of all, I'm going to go back probably to my life history or some of it anyways. I was raised here in Grafton and became very involved at a young age in volunteering because I enjoyed coaching. I enjoyed refereeing and playing sports and just generally getting involved in the community when there was dances or something like that, volunteering to man the door or something like that. I finished school in Coburg and went on to study at Sir Sanford Fleming. Then I started my career with Goodyear in Bowmanville, Ontario. I was there for a couple of years, and I was moved to their own sound plant, and I spent 20 years in that area. I held several positions with Goodyear, including the plant manager's position. I met my wife, Brenda, in own sound, and we raised two kids, my son, Christopher, and my daughter, Catherine. At about 1995, I had the opportunity to move back to this area, and I took that opportunity. So my career continued on with Goodyear back in the Bowmanville plant. My children were moved in their early part of high school and found the move kind of difficult, which I expect I would have felt the same way. But they now live here in Grafton. They both are married and have successful jobs and enjoy Grafton as much as I always did. I have a fair bit of volunteer experience, which I continue to do. In Own Sound, I was on the Hospital Foundation. And when I moved back here, I became involved in Alderman Court Senior Residence. I've been involved quite actively in my church at St. Mary's, both as a finance coordinator, as well as in the St. Vincent de Paul. I was raised on a farm. I don't know if I mentioned that. But that's basically, I think that's pretty good representative of what I've done.
During the previous election, you were acclaimed.
Yes.
Then you left without completing your term due to health reasons.
Yes.
What assurances can you give voters that you will fulfill your mandate if you are elected?
That's a good and fair question. I can't 100% guarantee anything because health is always something unknown. I can tell you I have recovered fully from that issue, and I feel strong and positive and looking forward to returning as the mayor of the township of Alnwick Alderman.
How are you going to make life in Alnwick Alderman better compared to the last 4 years?
That's another good question. I intend to continue on with the plans that the current council had in place, like the strategic plan, as well as the Parks Master Plan. These were developed by staff and council and are good plans for the township's future. I recognize that farming and agriculture in particular are the backbone of our township, and in fact, the backbone for the county, as well as the good for the for people, because we have to eat food. And agriculture has changed a lot since I was a kid, I can tell you that. It's more complicated, and it needs to be supported fully by the elected officials and by the community.
When you talk about supporting the agricultural community, can you be a bit more specific? What are you talking about specifically as a municipal councillor?
There's several ways we can do that. One thing that I'm finding in my discussions with them is the their equipment is getting bigger and bigger, and it is becoming more and more difficult for them to be on narrow municipal roads that are were designed not for that big stuff, but for, you know, moving from one place to another in a quieter way. And I believe that we have to do something to so that people are more willing to share the roads, because the farmers have to move that equipment, and people are always in a hurry trying to honk their horns or pass them when they're not safe, and putting everyone at risk. So I think that's some of the things they need. The other thing that we need to do is make sure that we are lobby with them into the provincial and federal governments to make sure that they are capable of getting what they need. I am talking with the farmers. I am concerned about some of the issues that they now face. And I'm going to talk about fertilizer, with the federal government suggesting, or it's not implemented yet, but certainly there's talk about cutting the fertilizer quantities by 20%. And that to me seems so counterproductive, because we know that we need the food to feed the people. I think we also have to make sure that we have transportation incoming and outgoing to the farmers. I'm concerned about the people and the need for truck drivers. The farmers need to be able to get their product to them, and at the same time, or get their product when they're finished with it out to the stores. A lot of that materials do not have good shelf lives, and if they aren't picked up proper in good time, then they can be a problem.
So something is, roads are something that the municipality does have control over. So when you're talking about doing this, how would you create a solution? Because obviously, you know, it's a lot of money to widen roads, to maybe pave them differently. That's quite expensive and time consuming. It just doesn't happen overnight. What would be your program, or how would you address this as a municipal leader without causing taxes to go through the roof or getting it done in a timely way?
Well, first of all, I think you have to look. I'm hearing from lots of residents, and it does tie in, that the vehicular traffic is traveling way too fast. Our roads are most of our roads are set up to run at 80 kilometers an hour, but with heavy equipment on there and the people trying to partake in cycling, walking on those roads with the vehicles, as well as the agricultural traffic, it's difficult and unsafe in some cases. And I think we have to do a better job of, and I'm going to say widening the road, putting in safety barriers that cost money, but they have to be done in order to make the roads safe for all the vehicles and people that want to be on them.
I'd like to start to talk now about some of the other issues that are facing Alnwick-Haldimand Township. What is your view of the Lakeport Beach development?
That's a fair question. I have seen a presentation by the Land Lab Group, and the information that we are getting so far doesn't give us too much to work with. So I to say, okay, I'm in favor or against it, that would be unfair. I did listen to that impression, or that, and my impression was that they are not at the planning stage, or they are at the planning stage, but certainly not at the stage to where they can make presentations. They haven't done or haven't received any of the required plans, studies that would be needed. I didn't like the way that they started off going with an MZO, which is the minister zoning order. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, but so a couple of things. I don't think they're talking, so they would first of all have to convince me that their plans are capable of being done. And of course, that's done by studies. Secondly of all, they are talking about a five-year window to build 800 homes. And with the number of people that are available in the construction industry these days, I don't think even if they were to get approval, they were going to get anywhere near to building all them homes. I am concerned, very concerned, about the structural infrastructure that we currently have, and whether it's capable of handling the 800 to 1500 cars a day. I am concerned about having to cross a bridge, or pardon me, the railway tracks, with safety equipment. Emergency equipment is probably a better way to put that. I have one other point. It slips my mind now, but so to make a long story short, I can say, my other point was they presented their figures for all the benefits that the township would achieve. And I don't think that was ever peer reviewed. So I would have to see, some other people do those calculations. And you know, there's I guess the other thing that would, I hear there's concern about the cost of water and the cost of a sewage plant. Well, I know that would not be come on of the taxpayer. That is something that is normally put into any subdivision agreement, that the owner install and make all of that equipment available, the process available, and turn that over to the township after all of that has been completed and it's proven that it works properly.
I want to also ask you, there's a lot in there too, but I want to move on if I can.
Can I just say one thing?
Oh, of course.
I am certainly not 100% in favor of a development of the Land Lab suggestion. I think to be fair to the residents of the township, we have to look at this proposal. Find out what is, you know, good stuff and what isn't, and then make a decision. But all we're getting now is plans that haven't been approved or anything like that. We're getting figures that could be quite misleading. And until we get commitment from, and the other thing too, is I think we have to get full commitment from the county with roads. We also have to talk with our neighbors like Crammy, because this is a,
I want to talk to you about that. Can I talk to you about that? Because that's something that nobody's really talking about, is the impact on Crammy Township, because it's located almost adjacent to the village of Colborne. And it's going to have huge impact on the services and a lot of things related to Colborne. I just wondered how you would approach resolving that, because, they must certainly have thoughts and ideas and want to understand how it's going to impact upon them.
Well, I can't say whether that's been done or not, because I don't know, but it would have to be certainly in meetings with staff from both of the municipalities, as well as, and come up with some good ideas, as well as the councils, because I know that Crammy is expanding real quickly on their own right now. And as far as the services like water and sewer, that will not affect it. But certainly anybody that's going to live in this proposal is going to need quick or reasonably quick, safe access to the 401. And that and the closest place is through the is it highway or County Road 25, which is the interchange for Colborne.
So I was also thinking about, the economic impact. You know, people are going to need to shop for groceries. People are going to, restaurants, other services, right? That kind of thing. I mean, it's they're looking at, about a quarter. 800 homes is going to have a huge impact on all the families and schools and,
You're absolutely right. There's been no consultation that I'm aware of with schools, with buses, and that is all. This is a big picture, a big, big picture that everybody has to be involved in. And I think with the assessments, you're going to get that, but right now it's just I don't want to say pie in the sky, because that's not what it is, but it's just a plan that nothing has been proven or looked at to see if it's actually achievable. And the 800 homes, I don't know if that's the figure that we're hearing, but is that too big? Is it 500 more reasonable? Is 200 more reasonable? I don't know. I do know that the original phase, like I was mentioning, phase one was approved, or pardon me, was to be considered for about 60 to 65 homes, executive homes, they called them.
The township has an ambitious parks and recreation master plan. What is the future of the Haldeman Memorial, the Grafton Arena, in your mind?
In my mind, that building is 68 years old. I think we owe it to our kids to keep it running as long as we can, as long as that's safely. And I just don't see the need to build another replacement building, because there's just not enough support to keep that something like that going, especially when you consider Coburg has three ice rinks. Brighton has one. Crammy has one. Baltimore has one plus another one. I just don't see and Warkworth has another one. I just don't see the need for or the consideration to rebuild. It would be nice, but I don't think that. I think it's at best it's going to be a 30-30 split between the province, the feds, and the township. And like the Millbrook just built in the last few years, an arena that was supposed to be built for $15 million and ended up being $18 million. But they're expanding, so they could maybe support it. but it's just not feasible for our township.
There's been a steady increase in property taxes over the last term of office. And there may be some people who are listening who might be concerned about their property taxes going up. What do you want to say to those people who have that concern?
Okay, I would like to say that when I first got on council, we were in rough shape as far as our assets. Our roads were considered in the poor level. I think 80% of them were. Our bridges were unable to be maintained in the properly, and we didn't have any real water systems in place. So I think that the township has done a pretty good job in the last 10 years of improving that infrastructure. I think that we've also built a new fire hall. We're in the process of building a new public works building. Both of those were desperately needed. I don't see, I think the township borrowed money to have those facilities built. And I don't, in my opinion, there's not a need for any major construction like that for the next several years, several terms of council. Well, a couple terms of council. I think we have to maintain those roads, though, because if you don't maintain them, they fall apart on you, and then you're suffering for time and time and time again to get them back to those areas. The other thing that we, the township was in dire shape 10 years ago or 12 years ago for fire equipment, fire apparatuses that were 15, 20, 30 years old. And the township has got improved the equipment, and the same for public works and their trucks, their loaders, and that type of stuff. I think that at the same time, we are going to be challenged with the asset management report that council received not too long ago, and it was indicating that we are not spending enough money on capital to maintain the capital that we have in place. So I think that's going to be a major challenge, especially with the asset management plan that the province has and has legislated for the different municipalities to work on.
You've raised a lot of important issues, and I appreciate it very, very much. But I was talking about taxes going forward. So what are you saying? All of that put together, then, are taxes going to be going up, and by how much in your term of office if you're elected?
My campaign platform says we will hold our tax increases below in annual inflation rates for every year between 2023 and 2027.
So if inflation is sitting, what, 7-8% right now? And if that's the case come the end of this fiscal year and you're going in, so is it possible that there'd be a 6 or 7%, 6 or 5% increase in taxes? Is that how that formula works? Or,
well, I think we really have to, first of all, I don't believe that our staff can be can manage with increases of 0 or 1 or 2% when inflation is 6 and 7%. That's just not fair to them or anybody else. I think you have to look at your operating costs and see where you can save money on that, and whether that be, I don't know, one less community center or one less trip down the roads. If there's, but as long as they're maintained and being safely, I think that's what we have to work towards.
I'd like to know what you do when you're not doing politics or running for mayor. How do you relax? What do you do for fun? Or do you have any hobbies or guilty pleasures?
I like to golf. I read a fair bit. I have And I like watching sports too on the TV.
John Logel, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
I appreciate the opportunity, Rob.
That was John Logel, candidate for mayor of Alnwick-Haldimand. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.